Good evening. You're listening to Cycle Lanes now. We need Cycle Lanes today.
My name is Lucha Kiestama. I am not a bitch. No, not bitch. Not bitchified. I say...
Mr. Starmer, for someone who claims not to be a bitch, you sound quite a bit like a bitch right now. Can you explain that? Can you let the British public know why you sound like a fucking massive twat?
Well, we've come to see that there are ladies and there are gentlemen, and some of them are bitches and some of them are not. Now, 99% of men are not bitches.
Quite right. That's we've heard you make this statement before, but what do you say to the numbers? What do you say to 50% of men claim to be under the throes of sissy hypno? England has got a sissy hypno problem. Are you willing to admit today, here and now, that England... I'm doing like five newscasters at once.
I'm doing just one. I'm Keir Starmer. So Lord Keir Starmer, not a bitch. But what I really want to be here to talk about today is how we in the Conservative Labour Party are pledging to beat off the gangs. We're beating them off. We'll beat them off one by one. We'll beat them in the trenches. We'll beat them off on the beaches. Beat them off in their dinghies.
Can you guarantee that the gangs will be taken care of to a satisfactory level, that the gangs will be beaten off to completion?
The country will be satisfied.
Completely.
We're here today on Big Black Cock News, interviewing 38-year-old Mohammed, who has made his way on the long journey here from Saudi Arabia. Mohammed, tell me about your struggle.
A long and dangerous journey.
I have traveled for 17 weeks with poopy in my diaper, with a poopy diaper. It was torment.
Absolutely horrible to think of.
Yeah. In my country of Saudi Arabia, they would persecute me for having being an old baby. On day 17, I wanted milkies.
how can any civilized country refuse milkies for a man who has been through so much? Who's been through so many filled diapers Amen. Filled to the brim.
All I want is a nunu and a little sleepy in a hotel. I want to go to Disneyland.
This is BBC Today. Big Black Cocks run the news. How come no one is talking about that? How come no one talks about the BBC that the BBC is called? We live in a state of learned ignorance, just like a complete. We're the real diaper fulfilled babies in this country.
The people of Britain are getting shafted daily.
Yeah,
by the BBC. By
BBC propaganda.
The BBC is just pumping it out, and we just sit there and take it.
They're filling our wives, our children with all sorts of just nonsense. I said it.
You said nonsense? Do you mean that unequivocally, sir? Sir Lord Keir Starmer?
Yeah, you know what? I think it's nonsense.
Oh, I think it's fucking gay.
Poppycock.
It's fucking gay.
Have you seen that his own party are refusing to hand out his fucking stupid flyers because he stuck the Union Jack all over them?
He did what?
He stuck the Union Jack all over their campaign.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't see it.
I'm not giving
stupid
this shit out.
Fucking prick.
I'm not walking through the streets of Birmingham playing this through the doors of fucking Muslims. You fucking
dumb
prick.
Piece of shit. You fucking cunt. Oh, I hate that bitch.
But hey, it's all right. The new revolutionary Communist Party are gonna suck George Galloway's dick until the revolution comes.
Yeah.
In that newspaper I got on page 3, it had a picture of George Galloway standing in front of the Houses of Parliament with dynamite all around it, like he's Guy Fawkes.
It's not funny.
He was a royalist.
He was? A royalist commie?
No, he wasn't a commie at all.
Oh, no. He was just an RT show.
Guy Fawkes was a fucking... He loved the monarchy.
Guy Fawkes.
But no, so which is why it makes the image for the fucking communist paper of painting you're the guy you're sucking off as fucking... as fucking Guy Fawkes.
That's fucking retarded. That's fucking dumb.
So fucking stupid.
Oh, I hate this country. If only we could move to a better, more well-organized country with a more delicious cuisine.
Mm. I don't think we could eat like that in China. I don't think anyone would serve that food to us in China.
No, it is like the equivalent of like being fed dog slop, isn't it? I thought it was good slop.
That's why they look at you with contempt. Although they were fucking lovely. Yeah. They were too nice.
No, yeah.
Yeah. Although that Hong Kong whore didn't give me water when I asked for it.
Oh, she did. No, she didn't. That's right. Mm. I think we were missing a crispy seaweed as well.
Oh no! I clocked at some point that they give you the food that they think they should give you, not the food that you ask for.
Yeah, yeah. It was nice though. We took a little bike ride to Worthing to get some Chinese buffet, and I think we were satisfied.
Yeah.
Yeah, can't complain. Can't complain.
Like a well beaten off gang.
Mm. Hunger has been beaten right off.
God, I need someone to come beat me off.
We need fucking cycle lanes. You gonna eat that calypso, the calipo?
Yeah. Well, we've started recording now. I'm gonna.
I'd
slurp it right down.
I'd be more anxious if you let it melt. Honestly.
No, I was talking about this last night. Calippo is an interesting food because it is both sugar-based, ice-based, and time-based. And there is an optimum time to open your calippo.
Is it? You haven't reached it yet.
I'm getting there. Now we're getting there.
When you can
crush it. Now this is going to sound fucking great. Usually you hear Lawrence slurping on my dick, but now I'm gonna slurp on a calippo.
I keep slurping, but I never get to the sugary cola flavored core. I'm beginning to think that you were lying about that, Joss. There isn't any cola syrup in your cock, is there?
I'm every day I feel more deeply in love with glorious China.
Yeah.
Fuck Japan.
Yeah.
I didn't think I have any desire to go to Japan anymore.
No, come on.
I wanna.
Come the fuck on.
I wanna go to China. I wanna go to Shanxi.
Yeah.
I wanna eat belt noodles and look at the and see the pigs running wild in the
hell yeah
in the villages.
Again, tornado a liter
go
beer.
To one of those karaoke bars where you get a whore to sing karaoke to you.
Yeah. Like eat a four person hot pot by yourself, and light a cigarette by dipping your finger into kerosene
and running it
along your ass.
Have you ever done the swirly thing with a beer?
No.
I think it's a purely Chinese skill.
I think we could learn it. I think we could do it. We'd have to learn
before we go.
Yeah, we'd have to. We'd have to adopt the cultural customs that's only correct. Otherwise, we'd be viewed with contempt. So foreigners who can't even swirl their beer, can't even tornado their fucking drinks.
I've been squatting for hours in readiness.
I
can squat for days.
Ready to
take a shit in the street.
Oh, nice. Hell yeah. I haven't thought that far ahead. You're like planning this China trip in your head. Like, damn.
Yeah. Okay, there. Step off the plane. Drop trow and drop a big hairy deuce and say,
"Ni hao."
Thank you for having me. Ni hao.
Ni hao, bitches. Yeah, like I said, I'm already specced into Japan, so I'm going to have to like put these points to use and put these specialization points to use somehow.
Imperialist swine.
That's just the way the cookie crumbles, Manchuria. That's just the way the fortune cookie cracks. you want to build an empire, you got to crush a couple fortune cookies.
What they have fortune? What's the point in the fortune cookie? Have you ever noticed?
What's the point?
What's the deal with fortune cookies? It tastes like trash.
You can't fit them in your boy pussy.
How am I supposed to enjoy a cookie when I can't fit it in my boy pussy? What's the deal with xenophiles?
we watched an anime called Skip and Loafer, released in 2023. Has it changed your outlook on Japan in comparison to? Has it taught you anything about Japan? Anything new?
No, but it was like sort of autistic person's guide to basic human interaction, right?
Autistic person or just like a hormonal and confused teens? Teens are basically autistic.
Even like when something happens, it tells you what emotions they're supposed to be feeling. Like it pops up on the side and says, happy, nervous.
Yeah, I did appreciate that. Yeah, I thought you might bring this point to the discussion today. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I was extra aware of the emotional signposting that the anime was doing. And it's like, what is going on here? Is this like autism? Is this like
is everyone in Japan autistic?
Yeah, I was getting to that. Is it teenagers being awkward, or is like is everyone in Japan just riddled with like weapons grade autism?
It must be that.
It's gotta be. Yeah. Okay. Problem solved. I think we nailed it.
All right, podcast over. We're done.
You can finish.
You've been listening to anime now.
No, with each this is a oft recurring like a genre in anime. It was like a Skip and Loafer is a high school drama comedy slash slice of life. It never really like veers into drama too heavily or comedy too heavily or romance too heavily. It's just like it walks this
cutesy
tight tightrope.
It did make me cry.
It made me cry.
The last two or three episodes just bore my fucking eyes out.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I was crying from the start. Mm-hmm. I was crying from the start. Like going all the way through. Yeah. Well, every time I see one of these like high school things, like you become more familiar with the tropes, and like people are like, well, all of these animes are all the fucking same. It's all like fucking high school nonsense, et cetera, et cetera. And my response to that usually is, yeah, but there are variations, there are nuances. And the more you see of them, the more distinct those nuances become until you create like this brilliant maximalist picture of like this Japanese high school that exists in the imagined in the Japanese imagination. I have no idea just how true to life these things are. Like, are these school festivals really like such a a nerve-wracking event for the people organizing them, perhaps, yes, but like...
It was a big deal in Super Cup as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you always get like one of those episodes in like in a high school anime. It's always like a school festival arc that decides to disrupt the seemingly easygoing lives of these high schoolers.
I thought for so long that he no longer wanted to act because he got diddled.
Yeah, that's a way too high drama for it. Yeah, but there was like that tension, wasn't it? It's like the model that like follows him around. It's
they didn't tell you what the incident was. Apparently they got caught drinking booze.
Yeah, probably.
But that's what they said. But like until they finally divulged that, I was convinced that he was he got the child star treatment.
The Nickelodeon special. What was it about the final episodes that made you cry? I think it was the beginning that like really really jerked the tears out of my eye sockets.
I think it was him sort of learning to act again. I think I thought that was really sweet.
Yeah.
The episodes that focused on him at the end, I really enjoyed.
When he decided to embody the role of the Nazi turncoat. That's right. I should be true to myself. I need to be true to my.
This is my role.
To my beliefs. Yeah. When he sort of like realizes the role that he plays in his little brother's life, that was pretty pretty fucking moving as well.
Was really sweet. Yeah.
Skip and Loafer. What a nice anime. Warm fuzzy feelings. I was really waiting for you to like send me a text and be like, we should go to a high school. We should go to high school, Lars. Let's go to high school.
Flip my cap around backwards. Yeah. Stroll on in.
Yeah. We watched Birdie Wing. We went golfing. We watched Super Co. We got super into motorcycles. I was waiting for you to be like, so when are we gonna hit up? We're gonna hit up the high schools.
I've worked in a fucking high school. I need to go back. No. I've been to school. You're never going back.
That's like that's our prime demographic, though. We should be like recruiting listeners. We should be grooming, one might say.
Pulling up outside the school gates, handing out incentives, maybe.
Put our episodes on a disc and like include some sweets, some fizzy, what do you call those sweets that like fizz on your tongue.
Well, if we play them the episode and give them some fentanyl, then they'll learn to associate us with with the fentanyl. And come back for next episode. We won't have that drop off in listeners that happened last week.
You really are the ideas person here, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yep, it's me.
Skip and Loafer. Why is it called Skip and Loafer? You have any ideas?
Because I think like she's full of like beans and pep and vinegar, and he's a free and easy. He's a loafer. I don't fucking know. But all the chapters were titled like, blah, like
Sparkle, Workle,
Spark,
Flurry, Flurry, Worry,
egg and Bacon, Gay and Homosexual,
Gay and Homosexual,
Don't call me gay, don't call me gay, sweetie. I'm a homosexual.
No, of course, no. I'm not a gay person. And I'm most certainly not a bitch.
I'm not a gay bitch. I am a
I'm the leader of the Labour Party.
The Labour Party of Great Britain.
That's what they start calling themselves now.
Oh, that's
they start going, we are the Labour,
awesome.
We are the Labour Party of Great Britain.
That is awesome. I love that. So, Skip and Loafer, it's a story of a girl named Mitsumi from a small town in Japan.
Bumfuck Japan.
Yeah, bumfuck Japan.
Yeah.
So, it was just a real bright kid, real smart. Maybe puts a little too much pressure on her shoulders. Puts a little too much. Expectations are very great for herself. So
she wants to become a politician so she can go. She can gain the power to fucking bulldoze her hometown to the ground. eradicate those hick fucks.
Yeah,
just at the beginning.
Yeah. You reckon that's a. Yeah, I can definitely see her in like a hard hat, arming a bulldozer, and just autistic stare in her eyes as she just plows through. She's so cute. I love her. She's so nice, and I appreciate how fucking dense she is because I think even at 35 years of age, there are things that I was able to learn from this Thomas the Tank Engine for Japanese babies.
What have you learned? What's your takeaway?
It's not something that you can put into words necessarily. It's just like a feeling, a sense.
It's good. It's really good that your takeaway from the that you bring into the podcast is one that you can't put into words.
No, not into concrete words, but I can like share with you the kind of the feelings and thoughts that I had while watching these moments. And I think that might be even more valuable than telling people, oh, this made me feel sad. So, yeah. It's made me feel happy. I guess there is a scene in the second episode where Mitsumi, it's like her first week at school or whatever, and she's still making friends, and like the first person she makes friends with is like the high school Nazi dreamboat Sosuke. Through proximity to him, like she manages to make friends with a whole bunch of other people who are just disgusting cloud chasers, and they all go to karaoke together,
mm-hmm.
which is a funny kind of thing.
Sober karaoke.
Yeah. Freaks. Like I can't picture a hangout sesh that I've had with my teenage friends doing something like that. So,
don't forget they're all fucking gay nerds. They're at nerd school.
I was in Model United Nations.
You were?
I did my fair share of nerd shit, okay? I was in the rational response unit, okay? But like our idea of hanging out was like buying a crate of 24 beers, putting it on the back of our bikes and riding to a park to sit in the dark, drink beers and smoke weeds. That
find
we...
a nice bridge or car park to sit in. I did a lot of sitting in car parks.
Maybe play a fucking drinking game, mm-hmm. like
stick on American Pie and fuck each other's asses.
Is that an experience that you've had? Is that something you did? is that a British thing?
Last episode.
Oh yeah, well, I suppose. I was thinking of the song American Pie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what we did.
Fucking through the whole song.
It's a long and go big, go long.
Damn. But yeah, so they go and like hang out and do sober karaoke, and like Mitsumi has like a little panic attack because she's like overthinking like all of these new friendships and like trying to fit in, and I don't know, it felt like a deeply, deeply relatable. What was even more relatable was the other girl protagonist, the deuteragonist, I suppose. Mika, the popular girl, but not as popular one, who is like completely in her heads, like completely consumed by like appearances, and eventually gets groomed by Mitsumi's aunt.
Now that was my favorite bit, and then my she had my favorite line in the entire show. And so when all these girls are around for a sleepover, she tells her, "Don't forget to tell them I'm a biological male, so that they don't get frightened." I've heard that issues of gender are covered so well in anime. Don't forget to tell them I'm a biological male. That was great. I burst out laughing.
No, Mitsumi, don't forget to tell your friends that this cock still gets hard. They better not be wearing those school uniforms around me. That was weird. What the fuck were they getting at with that? I don't know.
Fuck knows.
No.
I think they were trying to do a gender, but
yeah.
It just sucked. I'm not sure
what they were going for with that.
I thought they might sucker in some Westerners with it. Some sissified Westerners.
How?
Playing to Western, this is playing to the Western sensibilities of faggotry.
Like sort of like
sticking a transgender.
We should put some gender in here.
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah.
And then just in case you didn't get it, don't forget to tell your friends. Don't forget to tell your friends.
Don't forget to tell your friends my shit hangs low.
Long balls.
Yes,
it is. My name's Kirstama. My name's Sir Lord Kirstama. And I've got really long balls.
The British public need to be made aware that my shit hangs low. My shit droops.
I've got that dingle dangle. That dingle dangle flow.
Oh, God. Fucking creasy ass ball sack. Fuck your Starmer. God damn.
Yeah. It's going to ruin our lives. Shit's going to get fucking... Shit's going to get fucking bad.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
It's going to be great for anime, though. It's going to be great for anime podcasts.
Great for anime podcasts.
Yeah.
We'll keep doing this in the decline.
I think we found our niche here.
As the potholes sort of open up and the whole of Brighton and Hove starts sinking into them, we'll keep on podding.
If worst comes to worst, we can just like fucking load up our diapers and knock on the Egyptian embassy's door. we got our bases covered.
It's go time. Diapers float. Could you float here on a... I suppose you could float here with your diaper supply. And a raft of diapers.
A raft of diapers. Float it where to?
Huh?
Float it to where?
Oh, across the channel.
Across the channel? Yeah. to Calais?
Yeah.
Don't think so. seems doubtful. Like I've come to understand it as a dangerous crossing, so dangerous that you might even be safer in Rwanda. So maybe we should try that instead.
We should go to Rwanda. Yeah.
We'd definitely be accepted in Rwanda.
They should send Rishi Sunak out with like a fucking compass and an ordnance survey map and some jam sandwiches to go wandering around Rwanda and see how long he lasts.
Oh god. I'd love that. I'd love to see that.
It's so safe.
I'd watch that.
Legally safe.
It's legally safe.
I'm so comfortable here in Rwanda. I can finally be my true self. I am among my people. It's the famously Rwandan Prime Minister of England, Rishi Sunak, speaking in a Rwandan accent. So. Yes, it's a shame he has to do the whole fucking convince anyone he's white yet. Has that worked? I don't think that's like he's trying so fucking hard.
Yeah.
I don't know who I should hate more, or who I'm capable of hating more. Like Keir Starmer and like most of the Labour Party fucking suck. But like, how do the Tories like keep bagging these fucking like Uncle Tom ass like
brown
self hating I just
all these all these fucking cunt women,
these fucking
how did they do?
God, I hate them so much.
I don't think the Labour Party has yet had a female leader.
No,
and they've had and they've managed to wheel out these fucking absolute thunder cunts.
The vilest fucking crones. God damn. Yeah.
And now they got these Uncle Tom motherfuckers. Probably another one waiting there. Kemi Badenich. She's a piece of work.
See, I love my black queens, but like when I see her I might want to retract. When I see Kemi Badenoch,
she make you feel some kind of way about all black women.
All of them, perhaps. maybe all of them.
Still the funniest thing to happen in British politics in a long time.
Can we get him on our podcast, please?
Yeah, he's a nowhead. He's definitely a nowhead.
Yeah. You know it. God damn.
A now cow, as we like to call them.
Now cow.
What's up, my now cows? smash that like button.
Like and subscribe. Mm-hmm. Anime Now, at Anime Now 69 on Twitter. On a scale of 1 to 10, how moe would you say is Skip and Loafer?
Oh, it's moe as fuck.
This is a quiz question.
They're a little gaggle of moe gals, aren't they?
Yeah, you reckon?
Yeah, absolutely.
This struck you as a moe anime?
Yeah. Fuck it. Is it not?
No, I don't think so.
I don't fucking know what the shit means.
Yeah, well, I don't think I'll ever be able to explain. It's something you feel in your heart.
Shut the fuck up.
It's something you feel in your heart and your cock.
Mm-hmm.
And these characters I think are meant to represent like a stylized, yes, but like a realistic image of like
the spectrum, the autistic spectrum.
Yeah. Like all this autism stuff aside, I don't know what the Japanese schooling system is like, but I am familiar with like the social and economic background that like formed the educational system that of Japan, and it's
you're aware of it, are you?
I'm so aware. Mm-hmm. I'm hyper aware. I've got eyes on all of that. Mm-hmm. I've got eyes in every high school bathroom.
Yeah.
every room, actually, like locker rooms, bathrooms. Mm-hmm. It's part of my duty as an anime podcaster. Mm-hmm. And what I see is like a school system that is like just violently rigid. that has been used during the pre-war and post-war period to like instill like a dogmatic a belief in the emperor and like the superiority of the Yamato race.
Well, they probably I think still have a sort of similar system to the pre-revolution, like communist revolution in China.
Yeah.
Where there's this sort of very strict testing.
Yeah.
That sets you on a path for life.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I was getting to in a roundabout way. Yeah. These kids are like
a sort of caste system.
Yeah, they're ranked and graded, and like this is like across the whole school. Like it's a heavily systematized. You do entrance exams to get into middle schools, entrance exams to get into high schools, and then entrance exams to get into uni. And
I've never
like
taken an exam seriously in my fucking life.
not once.
Not once. I didn't revise for my GCSEs. I didn't do A levels.
Fuck no.
I had no exams at university.
You didn't do gay levels?
Didn't do gay levels, no.
You passed with flying colors in my eyes, Jazz.
Thank you. I do try.
The way that Japanese kids in animes talk about studying is always so fucking bizarre. It's like they go on summer holiday and they talk about studying together. They like make study dates together and actually sit down and study before like doing slumber party shit.
I don't get it. So, like, I guess I was gonna say this as well, like if you want an anime where I identify with the characters, like this shit was fucking alien to me. Like
alien?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
The idea of studying fucking alien and retarded, but like
they've all got these little slitty eyes and like
it's like they're from another fucking planet. Yeah. try to imagine, Josh, that they're humans like you and I.
Right.
And they have relationships like you and I, and they have worries and fears, and you didn't relate to those?
Well, it was like they were speaking another language.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Subtitles didn't help.
I never studied at school. I didn't have study days, so I don't read good.
You know, oh dear. That's tragic. Maybe we should watch some more high school animes. You can like get educated alongside the
re-education of
anime high schoolers. Yeah.
Lauren, is Lauren Hill still what's she doing? She's still crazy.
I hope so. I hope so. I don't know what she's up to. Don't know what she's up to. Yeah, well, I think we were talking about Moe, actually, and I wanted to get back to this real quick.
Yeah.
So Moe, if these characters were Moe, then their features would have been more exaggerated. They would have been characterized in such a way as to cater to like a specific image, a specific fantasy for a specific demographic. Whereas
different types of autism.
If they were Moe, they would have been like the Pokemons of autism. They'd only be able to repeat their like autistic singular traits.
Yeah.
Like
so, there's the one that goes, the nerdy one. There's the one that goes the whole time. One that's autistic for being for boys, and there's one that's I don't know where I'm going with this.
No, I think they were just fully fleshed out and like well realized characters with like dimensions to their identity, and for all of the dimensions that are like highlighted in big glowing neon, like and this is the emotion that they're feeling, there's like a lot more depth and subtlety that like runs beneath their characterization. So I don't think they're really moe. I think they're much more real. Mm-hmm. Which is, it can be a good thing or a bad thing. It just depends on the flavor of anime you're into. Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Something for you to think about there. I'll let you
Should we sit here in silence and I'll stew on it?
Sure. Yeah. No. Mm. We can just do our little anime communication thing. Do like a fuck. I can't.
What now? So this. So this guy. Genki des. Genki.
Genki. What did you think of Skip and Loafer? Give me something from What did it make you feel? What stuck with you?
It's hard. It's hard because I plowed through it quite quickly, so it's been a little while since I watched it, and I've watched a bunch of other good shit in between. And it's sort of because I remember did have stuff to say about it. This is really good. This is good podcasting.
So you enjoyed it then?
I did enjoy it.
Yeah, you didn't make any notes. And you're like your secret note making file.
No. The Joss archives.
Joss has been making notes on each anime that we've watched.
It's mostly different ways I can call you gay.
Yeah.
that's most of the notes.
Impressive. That's dedication. That's dedication to the crafts. Mm. I love that. Mm.
I've completely forgotten anything I really had to say about it, which is really good.
Yeah. Let's see what I remember. There were some very lovely moments, like when Mitsumi finds out about how Sosuke used to be a child actor, right? And Sosuke sort of like explains in his aloof way how he doesn't really want people to know about it because he finds it embarrassing, and like doesn't really know why he did it. He probably did it for his mom, but he wishes that he had something that he was into for himself, something just for him. And Mitsumi recalls how the studying caused her to lose her appetite. And her friend like gets her out of the house and like treats her to gyoza, and she's like not in the world. She's in a far off a place laden with expectation, like envisioning a pressure filled future for herself, but she's drawn back to the present moment thanks to the kindness of her friend and the simple pleasure of like eating a fucking well animated gyoza. And a tear rolled down my cheek.
Did it?
Yeah.
That's your little cotton socks.
Because I was
hungry.
Fucking hungry. I want a gyoza.
It's just fucking ravioli for weebs.
You've been fucking cheating on anime. You've been cheating on anime is the thing. You've been
with movies.
With fucking live action films. With people.
I'm really enjoying it.
Yuck.
I'm not even actors half as
well. Ugh.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, been whacking it off to working class kitchen sink dramas from the 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
Beating it hard to scenes of bailiffs smashing up kitchens and things. And
Is that the stuff that you're into these days?
Yeah.
Poverty porn.
Poverty porn.
The porn of the poor.
He ends up killing the bailiff.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's sick.
Oh, damn,
and
spoiler.
And then he goes to tell the priest, and the priest is like, why the fuck would you tell the police? He was a fucking dickhead.
The priest is like, good on you, lads.
Yeah, he absorbs it. That's what he does. He's like,
fair play.
Yeah, well, that's Irish. You gotta be Irish if you're a priest.
I'm gonna try that. Fair play. Fair play.
Fair play. Fair play with that. Go on, my son.
Over Guinness.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
Hardy Bucks. That's the name of that Irish trailer park voice thing. Hardy Bucks.
Hardy Bucks. Okay.
Yeah. You gotta see it. You'll love it.
Oh yeah. No, I'm definitely watching that.
Irish trailer park boys. For real. It's dead good.
Is it better than anime though?
What are we doing again? Anime podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I wish I could remember. Why? Anything. I'm really tired. It's been a really long day.
Yeah. No. It has been a long day.
It probably wasn't a great idea to cycle 45 kilometers and then drink 3 beers and.
I feel pretty refreshed. I feel pretty good. I really needed that. I needed to fucking stretch my legs. It's been such a. It's been a while since I went cycling. I love cycling together, Jazz. It's so much nice fucking fun.
Yeah.
Can't wait for the weather to be good again so we can do it more often. Oh, let's see where we're at here, huh? Oh, geez, Louise. It's like, there we go.
Do I go as fast as you when I'm in front? On the way back, you just started fucking pouting it.
Sorry.
That deliberate?
No. it was just hard to gauge how fast I'm going. I was like, I'm going to try and go as fast as...
You're not
going
to cane it all the way from halfway to home.
My fucking bike is possessed by a demon. My bike is... It's got one of the nine-tailed. It's got the nine-tailed beast inside of it, and it whispers in my ear, and it says, "Go fast."
Your cycling etiquette requires a little bit. You know, if you're passing someone on one of those little lanes, and you're passing them on the right, just say on your right.
I gotta yell at him to suck me off. I know.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. There's a couple of people that you fucking.
I tried to kill them, but I held the beast at bay.
I'm gonna run over a fucking child next time. I'm just gonna do it.
Oh, I have to. Oh
these
god,
these fucking people, right?
Cycle lanes now.
They cart around the fucking waste byproduct. Of getting fucking laid, like parading it around, buying it fucking ice cream, letting it run across the path in front of your fucking bicycle. It's just fucking rude. Take out your trash.
I think half of them dispose
of your trash.
I think half of them are like hoping that you'll take them out, just turn them into a fine red mist.
Basically, fly to
yeah. Strategically looking away as two fucking track cyclists just barrel towards their child. It'd be great for the podcast, you know.
I also like that that seafront cafe in Worthing, where the outdoor tables were across the cycle lane. So they got fucking waitresses just barreling out of the fucking door with plates.
Hell yeah. Like,
not looking at a single...
Fucking single genius. Thing. Just
real good stuff.
Pure genius, yeah.
Real good stuff, I love it.
No, the longer I cycle along these fucking lanes, the more I become a just a psychopathic murderer. One of these days, it's just...
These cycle lanes are often more dangerous than cycling in the fucking road.
Yeah.
Except for those, because those roads fucking
oh
suck.
My God, they were trying to kill me. Holes. They were trying to fucking kill me with those. God damn.
It's insane. We're gonna fucking crumble. The place is gonna start fucking crumbling. Are you ready for the collapse? When do we get a gun?
When do we get a gun?
I only bought that revolutionary Communist Party paper because I thought revolutionary.
There's gonna be some gun coupons in here.
Guns.
Yeah, it's gotta be some.
You know, maybe I'll go to a meeting and say, when do I get my gun?
Where the guns are?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I'm supposed to be the vanguard of the revolution. Where's my gun? Have we at least got some guns? Have we got some guns? That'll throw me out for being the fuzz, won't it? But maybe I'll get to knock one of them up first, if I am the fuzz.
Create another fucking Trotskyite to get run over by a cyclist.
Yeah.
We're armed with our knowledge, Joss. We're armed with revolutionary thought.
Revolutionary thought and theory.
The spirit of Leninism. That's what they'd say.
Mm-hmm. Probably is what they'd say as well, fucking faggots.
it's a bit late, isn't it? We're not gonna do one for the bank, are we?
No, we're not gonna do one for the bank.
No, that's okay. You got a idea of what you might want to watch next?
Mm.
Qua anime. Because the path has been blown wide open now. I don't know. Like I'm trying to search through the mind palace in my head, like anime history, like where we could go, what we could watch. But like, we could go anywhere.
What about one where I can get real autistic about the real ADHD about a new hobby. I've got the spring hornies. What about one I'm gonna have to get laid soon, otherwise I'm gonna join the Scientologists. So what about one about how to get yourself laid?
Anime about getting laid.
Oh no, but just like, you know, like a faggot's guide to There's got to be ones like there's got to be ones that teaches Japanese incels how to manage that, to play the dating game, right? There must be.
I think I got something.
Yeah.
I think I got something. Let's watch The World God Only Knows.
The World God Only Knows.
Yeah. I like that one. That's a cute one. I've seen that one. We've been skipping through time, really. I thought we'd try like a recent anime. This one was for like released last year. Mm. See how people enjoy that. At some point, I think we're gonna have to do like a fucking Jujutsu Kaisen or some shit. What's like that? Like a One Piece or something. Like a.
There's loads of those, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could watch the Netflix adaptation or something.
I've already seen Metal. You got me to watch Full Metal Alchemist.
Yeah,
that was right.
Yeah, that was sick, wasn't it? Yeah. Oh, you know, she did another manga. I have to say that for another time, I think. Skip and Loafer. What a lovely show. I enjoyed it so much. God damn it, I do wish the teens kissed, though. Why did the teens not kiss? Fucking...
Do you notice how none of their skirts met the official requirements?
The Zetai Oiki requirements? Yeah, exactly. You see, it's not moe.
It was a very unhorny anime.
It's not moe, yeah.
You could not get horny to this.
But the romantic tension between Mitsumi and Sosuke is just so fucking adorable. But I really do wish that these shows ended with like some sort of confession. It's so difficult
sort of confession.
Yeah. A confession of love.
Oh, right. Okay. But it's a platonic love.
I think they explore that in a really interesting way, actually. Like the emotional highs and lows of like of affection, and vacillate between friendship and something deeper, and their relationship is so well developed and special. But I do wish that they part of me, the part of me that demands the immediate satisfaction of a TikTok video or whatever, does wish that it ended with a fireworks display and a kiss or whatever.
You want to see the children kissing?
Why weren't the children kissing?
I'm sorry, Lawrence.
God damn it. Yeah. God damn it, anime. I feel so betrayed. You promised me children kissing, and then you just take it away from me.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That
sounds hard for you.
Fall for it every time.
Yeah, knowing your proclivities, it sounds hard for you.
Yeah. I'm going to go run over a child.
Yeah. I'm going to run over two.
Are you making this a competition? You're turning this into I'm gonna run over free.
All right, okay, I'm gonna run over four children. Nice. And that bitch mom.
Cycle lanes now, folks. If we had cycle lanes, then would not have had to see a fucking guy roll out of a moving car.
Fuck. Yeah, we saw a fucking spud fight. We saw some kind of fucking spud war, a spousal spud war. And this fucking potato head just came rolling out of the car, and this car came to a skidding halt. Yeah. It was pitch black. We didn't have any fucking lights.
Yeah,
that was wild.
That could have been us.
Yeah. And then she just started driving around like completely erratically around in circles. Yeah. No idea where that was going to go. So I just thought, let's get out of the fucking thing and step behind that fucking wall.
Complete hysterical bitch driving. Just embodied every stereotype of a female driver in a single instant. Just, we were almost fucking dead. So we were dead meat. Almost there.
And then he starts fucking walking towards us. Got no fucking idea what his deal is.
That was so fucking bizarre. Fuck.
We're in the middle of fucking nowhere. Yeah. Buying industrial estate. What an adventure. Don't we have the greatest adventures?
Yeah, we always do. That was a good time.
We always
time.
Managed to make a fucking hash of it.
Never a dull moment. Never a dull moment. All right, skipping loafer. What's your score?
I'm gonna give it a B plus.
Yeah, big fat 9.8 out of 10. Would have gotten a 10 out of 10 if the teens kissed. That's do something about that, Japan. I'd like to see you do
you
something.
You would have liked to see some panties.
Where were the pantsu? anime.goblinoid@gmail.com is the email. anime@animenow69 is the Twitter. Hit us up.
If you follow the Twitter, we'll know it's you. Yes, the Twitter is exclusive. Or actually, if you're on the lookout for porn, just look at our the followers on our Twitter account.
Yeah.
And you'll have a whole plethora of porn bots to choose from. I don't know what are you doing with that account that has caused it to be exclusively followed by porn bots.
Just, you know.
It's magical. You've done something really special there.
I'm keeping our followers topped up because they keep getting purged, you know? Just making sure the number goes up and not down. Mm-hmm. It's just business, baby.
Mm-hmm. Business. Mm. Business.
We're watching The World God Only Knows next week. Shout outs to the Cairo gang, Anime Now Cows.
Yeah.
Out there.
Now Cows.
We love you.
Now Cows. The 21st best podcast in Egypt.
Killing the game.
Now Cow. We need to turn these Now Cows into Now Whales. That's what we've got to do.